Shares of Mitsubishi Motors, a car maker based in Japan, are at a record low. Why? Car companies are required to test the fuel efficiency, the gas mileage of their vehicles. And Mitsubishi recently admitted that it had cheated on its fuel economy tests, essentially saying their cars got better gas mileage than they really did, and that the company has been doing this for as long as 25 years. This includes the gas mileage for hundreds of thousands of vehicles, including some sold to the car maker Nissan. But only the Mitsubishi cars sold in Japan are believed to have the wrong gas mileage information. The company says cars sold in the U.S. and other countries were tested the right way and have accurate fuel economy measurements. The scandal has decreased Mitsubishi's market value by 50%. Other car makers, including Kia, Hyundai, and Ford, have paid a price for overstating their cars' gas mileage. Dangerous forecast last night for many parts of the U.S. Midwest. The National Weather Service said tornadoes like this one, damaging hail and destructive winds, were expected. A CNN meteorologist said a tornado outbreak was possible, and in the path of all of it, more than 3.6 million Americans. Remembering a massive, deadly tornado from 2013, two Oklahoma school districts shut down, and some others let students out early yesterday. Nebraska, Kansas, and North Texas also had weather warnings. Forecasters say to prepare, know the safest spot to go in your home or school or business. Set up a meeting place with your family or friends in case phone service goes out. Keep a weather radio handy and set your phone to receive emergency weather alerts. All of these things can help if a tornado spins up.
Tornadoes are so powerful they can flatten homes to their foundation. They can kill asphalt right off of a highway. And it can toss around 18-wheelers like they're small toys. Tornadoes can be the most deadly and destructive weather phenomenon on Earth. In fact, about 1,000 tornadoes occur every year in the U.S. That's more than anywhere else on the planet. Some of the strongest tornadoes can pack winds of 300 miles per hour or more. It can be as small as a couple hundred yards wide, all the way to 2.5 miles wide, and their path of destruction can be a couple hundred yards or extend out 50 miles or more. When conditions are just right, you'll get warm, moist air coming in from the Gulf of Mexico. That will collide with dry, cooler air from the north. When these air masses collide, it creates a lift in the atmosphere. And when you get those winds rotating and increasing speed with height, that will create a horizontal column of air that's spinning. Then you get a downdraft from a thunderstorm, and that will pull that column of air all the way down to the ground. And then you have a tornado.